AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was a familiar scene before the House Judiciary Committee, and this time it was former White House counsel Don McGahn who did not show up to appear before the committee. Here's the AP's Sankar Magani.
For the second time this month, a panel hearing on Russia opened with no witness. McGahn was a no-show on orders from President Trump. Chairman Gerald Nadler's threatening to hold McGahn in contempt.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
McGahn is a chief eyewitness to the president's handling of the Russia probe, but top committee Republican Doug Collins is blaming Nadler's handling of McGahn's testimony, saying there was no need for a circus.
He's more interested in the fight than fact-finding.
Democrats are divided over responding to the president's stonewalling of the probe, with some pushing for impeachment proceedings, despite Speaker Nancy Pelosi's reluctance. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was asked about Iran.
Our posture is for deterrence.
National security officials are going to Capitol Hill to brief Congress on Iran.
The threat remains high, and our job is to make sure that there is no miscalculation by the Iranians.
Lawmakers are warning the Trump administration it cannot take the country into war without approval from Congress. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, one man was rescued from beneath a tree damaged by a tornado near the Tulsa airport. Stormy weather, including flash flooding, is expected to continue today in eastern Oklahoma before moving into Arkansas, Missouri, and western Illinois. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Parliament will get a chance next month to vote on whether to hold a new referendum on Britain's membership in the European Union. A press conference will be held tomorrow. A law firm has completed its investigation into how a racist photo appeared on a college yearbook page for the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. This is AP Radio News. Airports may be busy places this summer.
If you plan a summer vacation, you may have to elbow your way onto a flight. The industry expects almost 3 million passengers a day to travel on U.S. airlines this summer, a total of 257 million people. That's up almost 3.5% from last summer's record. A spokesman for the group called Airlines for America says air travel is the safest form of transportation, and airlines, he says, are offering low fares. Rita Foley, Washington.
Prince William traveled by boat down the River Thames in London to launch a new drowning prevention strategy.
Prevention includes practical measures to save lives, providing and maintaining life-saving equipment along the river, and reducing opportunities to enter the Thames is very, very much needed.
More than 700 life-threatening incidents took place on the Thames annually, with more than 30 people killed. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.